So, ma'am, I know you have some topics you want to talk to us about today with relatable struggles. What does that mean exactly?
Hey, everyone. This is Chaplain King. Well, first of all, let's keep it a little light and fluffy today. That's kind of my intent on going on the air today. Like, things are heavy. I think the last time we talked, we talked more into that and what to do when things are heavy. But today I was like, you know, let's talk about something fun. Let's talk about things that are hashtag relatable. And this might be silly, but is anyone out there really good at folding a fitted sheet? Because when I think of things that should be easy, but they're really hard, folding a fitted sheet is like number one on that list. My wonderful cleaning lady shows me how to fold it each time in hopes that I would learn sometime. And I just smile politely and be like, that will never be me. I wish that was me. I wish I could fold a fitted sheet.
I get it. There'll be things my mom will do, and it's like, it's so simple. Just do it like this. And I can't, it's like my mind can't grasp it, and they make it look so easy. So it's like, oh my God, the stress of that. But, you know, it's little things that don't really like do much, but it is a lot.
Yeah. Or like in group chats, and when you're asking like one simple question, and then there's like 47 messages that happen after your question, but somehow none of them answer your question. Or you're waiting on something official, like being in the Navy, and you submit something and it is submitted, but you don't hear back. You just enter into a season of like, okay, let's hope that this will be answered somehow. Or you're trying to schedule like anything, and then everyone's free until you pick a time, and all of a sudden they're not free anymore. And here's the funny thing. We all struggle with the same little stuff, whether it's a fitted sheet or no one responding to your group text, or waiting, hurrying up and waiting. But somehow when you realize that other people have those same everyday struggles too, it makes life feel less heavy when you realize that, oh my goodness, I'm not the only one. Sometimes the best thing we can do is just laugh. Just laugh at life instead of trying to master it. So that's my word of the day today.
And now we'll be discussing more with Chaplain King. You're listening to Happy by Pharrell Williams. So, ma'am, now that we are back, I know there's something you wanted to discuss regarding what makes you happy? What makes people happy?
Yeah, so in the segment before this, we talked about like the everyday struggles. And so we can laugh about all these little struggles, but it actually got me thinking, what are the things that do make life better? What are the things that make it a little happier? And so I don't know. I'm just trying to think of those things that make me happy. Like that, when you open a LaCroix, I know this sounds so silly, but when you open a LaCroix and that first sip of a LaCroix when you're thirsty, I'm like a sparkling water girly. I don't know. That just makes me so happy. I know it's random, but it does make me happy. Or the first sip of coffee when it actually hits and you need coffee and that first warm sip. Or, you know, like a random text from someone thinking about you. Or sitting in your car for 5 extra minutes apiece. Sometimes I've learned that it's okay for me to do this. When I go home, I don't have to get out of the car right away. I think the mom guilt in me says like, okay, Marin, you're home. Get out and start mommying. When in reality, I might need 5 minutes, and that's okay. And I could find happiness in 5 minutes. Or even like, you have the power to put happiness out there by playing a good song. They hear that song and like, it is a good song at the right time. You know, that can bring happiness. How about you? What makes you happy?
Well, from what I remember, I'm going to give more of an example. When I first got here, I didn't really know what was going on, especially because it's my first duty station. Mm-hmm. I'd be home and I'd just be like rotting in my room, just like super unhappy about what's going on. Mm-hmm. Right. And I found it that this is a whole new place. I've never been to Italy. I've never been to Europe in general, right? So I take my car and I just drive. I would literally just drive and I just look at the landscape around. And it was so nice and it made me happy. I was like, wow, this is a really great place to appreciate.
I love that.
So it doesn't really have to be things like coffee or going out. You can always find your own things to make you happy. But these are just a few things that I think would definitely benefit you guys if you guys, you know, tried it or find your own thing too.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Is there anything that makes you happy too?
Oh, well, when you were saying that you drive to places, I'm the same way. Like if I'm having a hard day, if I can just see the water, that day will instantly be better. Like, for me, like, just sitting on the beach and just staring at the water. I don't know if that's why I joined the Navy, too. Like, low-key, I love just seeing the water, and it's so peaceful. And even when I was deployed, that was my favorite thing about just being on open waters and just seeing nothing but everything all at once, you know?
You know, I get it. I remember one time when I went out with one of the other DJs here, actually, he took me to this place. I don't know where it's at. I'm sorry. I still don't know where it is. I want to find it. It's like a beach where you can see mainland Italy, and the water was so clear. I've never seen a water so clear.
That's so awesome.
I'm from Miami, and I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah. Right? It's not so that clear in Miami.
The water, yeah. The water, too. No, I love Miami. But the water, too, has always been a big thing for me because the beaches are just so nice to just relax in.
That's Noto. Noto has clear water.
Noto, okay.
Yeah, so Noto, Marzememe.
I'll definitely be going back then.
Yeah. So I love that, you know? Paying attention to the little things, the things that are already just built in. We just got to open our eyes to going to explore new places. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Well, up next, we'll be discussing more with Ma'am. You're listening to Dynamite by BTS. All right, Ma'am. When I usually like finish work and, you know, I'm already tired for the day, I just want to rush to go home. I don't really notice the little things. And how do you actually notice these things to appreciate life more?
Yeah. So we talked before, like, we started with identifying like our struggles and some of the things that can be hard and can get us down. And then how do you pivot that? How do you notice like the good things, like and naming that? What are the things that make you happy? And then like to answer your question, how do you get to the next step? Like, how do you realize? How do you start noticing? How do you have awareness of the good moments in our day when we rush to get home or we rush to do the next thing and we're distracted? Sometimes it's not that there isn't anything good, because I think sometimes we can think, oh, nothing. We can be like Eeyore, like nothing is good. Everyone hates me. I'm going to the garden to eat worms, right? And it's not that there isn't anything good. It's that we're not paying attention to it, or we're so distracted. We're rushing all the time. We're already thinking about the next thing. And this sounds so simple, but a lot of us don't actually let ourselves enjoy the good moments. We feel like we should be doing something else. We feel guilty resting. We rush past joy. So you sit down for a quiet moment and immediately think, I should be productive right now. Maybe you don't think that when you get home, but I totally think that. And you know, if you relate to me, anyone hearing me, I want you to hear this. You don't have to earn every good moment. Some of the best parts of your day, you can actually create them. So keep it super practical. Play your favorite song in the car instead of scrolling. Sit outside for 5 minutes. Text someone to say something kind. Light a candle. Make your space feel calm. My hack for cleaning my house is if it smells better, it feels cleaner. I don't know if I learned that when I was enlisted. And it also puts me in the mood to like clean. Or one day take the long way home. And a lot of you with all these road closures were doing that anyways, but find the joy in the long way home.
That's kind of hard now.
Yeah, I know, right? But you know what? Happiness isn't always found. It's often created in small ways. So you know, another thing is sharing it with people. You talked about your friend bringing you to see the water,
yeah.
You know? And so sharing it, laughing with someone, sitting with your people. In this life, especially in the military, connection changes everything. So invest in your connections and open up yourself to those connections too.
Somebody write down that quote. That was amazing. All right. Well, now coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with Ma'am. You're listening to I Love Me by Demi Lovato. All right, Ma'am. So now that we're back, is there anything like else at the end you'd want to say with the topic of relatable struggles?
Yeah. My last closing, if you hear anything, this is what I want you to hear. You don't need a new life. You need new eyes for the one you have. Some days, you know, some days aren't great, you know, and that's okay to see that. And it could be so easy to think like to want what's, you know, what's on the other side. The grass always seems greener on the other side. And then we want this new life, but you know what? Maybe what you need are new eyes for the grass that you have. Because there's always something good in them. So pay attention to what makes you smile and you'll find more of it.
That was really great. These quotes at the end are like crazy.
Thank you. I'm writing a book.
And in regards to the chapel, is there anything you'd like to put out?
Yeah. Well, right now, NASTU Chapel, it's our little chapel on NASTU, is open 24/7 for prayer. Like, you can use the sanctuary and just treat it as a place where you can come in 24/7. Things are heavy, so we're opening up a place where people can go to the sanctuary and pray. So the sanctuary is open. Also, the fellowship hall is open, and you can just hang out there and gather and fellowship and that we have some snacks that were graciously given to us. And so you can have some snacks, rest. And so for now, the NASTU Chapel is open 24/7 for prayer and reflection.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ma'am. And it was really nice having you here today. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Thanks so much.
And now you're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.